Hello.
Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
No. Who are you calling for?
I'm issuing a return call that was made. Did you request a call back?
Return call for who? From who?
I don't know, ma'am. This is a third-party call center. I'd have to locate an account to know who signed up for what.
Oh, was it maximum? Confidential.
I have no clue, ma'am. I
Wait a
don't
minute.
have an account located. Can I have the zip code?
Wait a minute. I just want to pull this out. Yeah. 03254. The third party.
All right, and the name?
Sharon Patton. Account
And for
potential
security,
Sharon.
confirm the address for me.
P.O. Box 327, Moultonboro, New Hampshire. Oh. 03254.
Could there be a physical?
Physical?
Seven
A
Myrtle.
physical
Seven,
address?
yeah, 7 Myrtle Drive.
Thank you, ma'am. I have the account located for the Wi-Fi booster with the gadget membership. How can I be of
Yep.
assistance?
Hang on a second.
Wi-Fi.
That again?
I have the account located for the Wi-Fi booster with the gadget membership.
I didn't want no gadget membership. What's gadget membership? It doesn't say gadget membership. What I'm getting, you're billing me for
$54.97.
$54.97.
Yes, sir. That's related to the Wi-Fi booster gift that was provided because you signed up for the gadget store. It's our membership. You get your $125 gift card until you do decide to discontinue.
I didn't sign up for that. I don't know what that wasn't that was not explained to me about anything with that whole thing, and I couldn't get that Wi-Fi thing to work.
Oh, no, I do sincerely apologize, sir. I do show where those terms were initially agreed to, so I do sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding. Now, insofar as you said you can't get it to work, what do you mean?
But it says it has to have 2.5 data on my router, and I have a 5 gig data, so I couldn't get it to work.
That honestly, so typically anytime that error occurs means that I understand that you probably pay for 5 gigs of data, but most cases what that means is your service provider is not actually giving you those 5 gigs because our service, our Wi-Fi booster is actually compatible for, I want to say, about 99% of all of the router services across the country from the internet service. So if you're getting an error message, I assure you, most cases it is not our company's product. It is actually going to be your internet provider directly. Now, I can go ahead and get you canceled out to make sure that there is no future charges for you. So that way this doesn't happen again since there was that misunderstanding, okay?
Okay, so you but so I'm so you're still getting the $55 or whatever.
I am showing the last bill took place on the 28th of December. Give me just a second. I'll have my supervisor check out your account real quick and see if there's something we can do to help you out, okay? All
Okay.
right, just a moment.
They don't want it, right? How you doing?
Right. Well, they're trying to cancel it. You already canceled it.
Well, depends on how
Right.
they get it.
So, no, we're getting rid of it. No, it's something else about $125 gift certificate or something like that. It's something I signed up for. I'm getting a hundred.
Give me just another moment here. She's still looking at it, okay? Okay. So we did get the account canceled for you, which of course does prevent all future charges, effective immediately. And regarding the October, or why did I say October? I'm sorry, sir. It's been a long day. Regarding the December billing, I did get authorization to issue this month's customer appreciation discount in the form of a refund. That is 35%, but that does get reflected back to your account usually within 3 to 5 business days. And again, you're canceled, terminated, and don't have to worry about anything else from the company, okay?
Okay. So when you started this whole conversation, you were talking about the $125 gift card or something like that. What?
Mm-hmm.
I never received a $125 gift card.
That gift card was actually sent to an email address that I have of onecharnell@gmail.com.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Let's see. Have you checked the spammer junk folder? Because it's an e-gift card. That
probably,
gift card is specifically tied into the membership fee. Like, that's what you get for being a member with us. It's that e-gift card.
And so,
I can have it resent for you if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd like to see that because I don't remember seeing it. I've caught a lot of times when I see my spam, I just kind of
bypass it.
Kind of bypass it and send it to the no man's land because I didn't see this whole thing. You know, I don't know where that stuff goes, but I just know it's there. I'm no computer geek. There's the whole problem that I have a hard enough time figuring out what I did. That's why my wife showed me the credit card. I'm like, I don't know what it is, and I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, so.
I gotcha.
She was calling, so finally you guys called back. We were on the phone for 35 minutes one time and then 25 minutes the second time. So finally she pushed the button to have you guys call us back.
Gotcha. I do understand. So I do apologize. I know at the beginning of the year, everyone's usually going through their statements and everything, trying to make sure everything is what it's supposed to be. Our call volume has been a bit high, so we do appreciate your patience and your diligence, and we do thank you for giving us a call. Let's see here. But I did get that gift card resubmitted for you. It will have to require a supervisor to reissue it, but that usually only takes about 24 to 48 hours for you to receive it. So let's see. Today's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it in your inbox by Friday, check your spammer junk folder and go back through from today to the till Friday. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
yeah.
It should
so,
be
and,
in there.
And so how does that work?
The gift card email that's going to contain the e-gift card will have a link in it. You'll just click that link, and it'll take you directly to the store for that gift card.
Okay. All right. That's, again, I get when you're saying all that, I'm like, I'm not this old computer person. I'm like, okay, how's this work? It's an e-gift card.
I will assure you it is honestly one of the most simple sites. I know it sounds intimidating, but it really isn't. Once you see it, you'll see how simple we made it, and you'll be like, oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so I got that 35% issued for you. I've got you canceled to make sure there's no future charges, as well as I got that gift card requested to be reissued. Is there anything else we can assist with?
Oh, hopefully this is it. So we'll see what happens.
All right.
Yes, guy. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
You too, and thanks for calling customer service.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.